Well, a couple things are on my heart as we get started. I hope you all enjoyed that. That was the artwork of Vincent van Gogh. But I want to start tonight. I don't think we've ever really done this at the church in 27 years. But I want to dedicate tonight to Pastor Rob Carman. He was here with us last year and spoke, and all the years before that. And many of us here sitting in this room receive so much from Pastor Rob Carman, and Ginger's here on the front row. Ginger, I'd love for you to stand. Oh. We love you so, so much. I'd like for you to open us in prayer.
Father, we just thank you and we praise you for tonight. We thank you, Father, that we will listen to your word and we will take that and we will understand. And we thank you, Father, for anointing Nancy to bring the word to us. And Father, we just bless the words that she's going to say. We bless you tonight and we thank you for your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. You know, now I'd like... You sit and we'll stand and we're going to applaud for you and Pastor Rob. Take a look. Love you. You know, I was thinking tonight, I asked our son-in-law and Landon, I said, leave my notes over there. So I'm going to try tonight without any notes. That's easy if I just speak from my heart. And Pastor Rob, you know, people say he just got you, Nancy. Not everybody does. And I know that. And so I don't know. I felt this courage when I was driving here tonight that I've got this, because there is something that came to my heart about a month ago. And then when Joe gave me the opportunity, he said, would you like one of the evenings? I said, sure. And so here we go, and I'm glad you all are here as well. About a month ago, Pastor Joe and I went to see the Vincent van Gogh exhibit. Have any of you all been yet? It is fantastic, and I would highly recommend it. I think it's still in Dallas for a little longer. So I was really impacted by his art, and I don't know if I'd really paid much attention to it until that evening, and it's the most lovely experience, and you sit in these different rooms, and these music composers have put this music to his artwork, and it just splashes up on all four walls in the rooms to the music. And you just take it in for an hour and a half. I enjoyed it so much. Pastor Joe said, Nancy, I can't even believe you didn't do art history in college. I can't either. I think I was just busy looking at the boys or so. I don't know why I didn't. But anyway, at the end, Pastor Joe leaned over next to me and he said, you know, only one of his paintings sold in his lifetime. Y'all, that just struck me so hard. I mean, now we know the value and the worth of the Van Gogh, you know, pieces that are there. And then we were walking out of the exhibit, you learn a little bit more about his life. And then a guy named Ken Geyer wrote a book called Windows of the Soul. And he has a little bit of his story. So I'm going to tell us a little bit of his story, because I learned a whole lot from Vincent van Gogh. And one of his issues and his problems, he needed the approval of man. And ultimately, he went crazy because he didn't get it. And you know, you might have heard that growing up. Oh, he's the artist, crazy. Cut his ear off, took his life at 37. But preparing for this, I really got to know more about the man of Vincent van Gogh. And I would highly recommend that we get to know one another in a much deeper way in this next year. One of our speakers this week said, slow down this year. I think it was Rachel last night. Be like a dove. Be gentle with people. Love them. Get to know them. And let the words of God come from our heart. But Vincent van Gogh, what I read, he had a heart for the gospel. And he would write it in English, German, French, Italian. And he said, I want to go to these villages and towns and bring them the gospel. And he said, wrote to his brother, I wish I could memorize it so that he wouldn't even have to take the Bible with him, that it would just flow from him. As he started to go to these villages, he desired to live amongst the most hurting, poor. A lot of them were coal workers. But if you look at his art, you'll see the people with really sad faces, dark, very impoverished people. And he would go to them and witness and evangelize, share the gospel. And then he kind of lifted up a prayer to God. Now I would like to be able to draw what I'm feeling about them. You know, what I see, you know, their villages and them. And God gave him the gift of painting. So he started to paint the villages, the faces, the people. In his heart, he wrote, was so that the people that never got to know them would know them through his artwork. I even thought in preparing for tonight, you know what? That's happened. We are seeing those people, and they're long gone. But it's so important when you go, you know, let's open our eyes to see God's creation better, to see people better. But you could see the more he needed man's approval of what he was doing with his art, and he was not getting it, he started to lose his mind and go crazy. Because I do believe there were times in his life where he was doing what he was doing for the audience of one. And that's really where I'm going to drive this message tonight. We have to live our lives for the audience of one. If we live our lives needing man's approval, some of us will go crazy. And some of us could die trying. And I knew it when I saw that exhibit, and I've heard about that painting being sold and how sad he must have felt at the end of his life. Something rose up in me, like, God, give me a message for all of us tonight. And so Ken Geyer says, the more he needed man's approval, the less he referred to scriptures, the less he brought up God. He didn't even reference, his painting started to go darker and darker. And then he cut his ear off, and he said the most comforting place for him to be was in that asylum. He felt safe. It had a bed and a chair and a window. But he kept spiraling down and eventually took his life. And his last words were, the sadness just will not go away. So I wanted to share about his life. But all of a sudden, I started looking in the Word and saw three different stories. Women in the Bible that were able to press through and find moments with their Savior, the audience of one, and silencing and not needing the approval of man. I really believe, looking out at all of us, we are so gifted and so called to do so many things. But if we're living for the approval of man, it will not be there as we need it to finish our race strong with endurance, to cross the finish line. The woman at the well had such a history and a past before Jesus met her. She was a prostitute. The whole village knew it. She knew it. She did not get man's approval for anything that she did until that day at the well. And she was a Samaritan woman. And here Jesus says, hey, can you give me a drink of water? People didn't even really fellowship with the Samaritans. It's the most wonderful story. But he said, I know what you've done. I know who you've been. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to give you a moment with me. I'm just the audience of one. That alone time with God. And what she did after that, she knew she was free. And she lived the rest of her life, and it is in the Word of God for all of us. And she told the story of her Savior. I pretended that this was scotch and water, but it's just water. I don't do scotch and water. But I thought those of you that know me know I'll have to have fun with my water up here. But the next woman was the woman with the issue of blood. And for 12 years, she was sick, physically sick. And you know that had to be take a toll on her, emotionally sick. She couldn't even be around family members. That is what they did back then, especially when you were sick and she was bleeding. So she was telling herself, I'm sick. I haven't been around people in 12 years. I'm stuck in the house. Her voice, others' voices, don't come out. Don't come around us. And I believe that the Lord just visited her and just said, come. You come outside. Have the courage. Touch the hem of my garment. She had to press through. And man's approval wasn't there for her. And she pressed through and said, I'm going to touch. And that is in the Bible. So I just want to drive home to us. There are lots of times, y'all, we just get snowed under with our pain, our sickness, where we've been, who we are. And you're not going to get the approval of man that you need completely to run your race. You're going to have alone moments, alone times. I believe Vincent Van Gogh, he let that go. He stopped. The pain was too great. And I got a few people that sent me text messages. They were like, Nancy, freedom, healing, hurting, pain. And I thought, well, I'd rather be funny, but no, I really wouldn't. I'd really rather talk to us tonight about, I don't care what you look on the outside. Some of us are carrying the pain of needing man's approval. It can be in our families or with our what happened to us growing up. So my prayer tonight when we're going to sing that song again, that it's just making room for God. I want us healed. I want us whole. And the woman with the issue of blood was in her home for 12 years. And even when I went through an illness, that lady encouraged me so much. Like, Lord, I'm going to touch your garment. I'm going to touch your garment. I think I was praying for Faye last night. I said, let's touch that garment. You know, taking these stories for real. And it doesn't matter what man thinks of our desperate need for God. We're going to press through. And I think looking back at Vincent Van Gogh, he had the gospel. He knew the Lord. He wanted to share with people in these villages. He wanted them free. He wanted them to know. Then he said, Lord, if I could only paint these people and what the beauty of all creation. And he received that gift. And it was beautiful. And maybe had he kept going. But what stopped him? He would write his brother. The pain was too great. The darkness too dark. The sadness was there. Because he was letting the outside voices steal the race that he was to run. I believe when people do take their life like that, I believe that the Lord is right there on the other side for them when that pain is too great. I believe he did know the Lord. And so I kind of just looked. I was like, Lord, you give us gifts. I mean, when I got saved, it's like, Nancy, I mean, so many people go, Nancy, you're an encourager. And I just hated that. I wanted something bigger. And, you know, like, what else can you say? And then I realized that's a big deal. To give a darn about people. And I really do. And I mean, Joe sometimes would go, Nancy, you could talk to a tree and you'd care about the tree. And I was embarrassed about it, but I'm not embarrassed. I really do care. So it's like Van Gogh, I found you, Lord. I found you, Lord. I found you, Lord. And I'm looking at you in all the different translations, God. Send me to the people that are hurting. I mean, it's so similar to what can happen when we get saved. Send me, God, to the people you want to send me to. And especially the ones that are hurting, that no one will ever see their faces. Vincent Van Gogh painted them so we would know them. Let me show people how the coal miners live, but the beauty that you've made, God, in the villages and the cafes. But isn't it sad that he took his ear off? He just needed to hear. Instead of just from his Savior, from the other people. And I think we can find ourselves in those places a lot, y'all. It is so good to encourage people, because that is what I love to do. But you know what I tell you? But the most important one is him, our Savior. Because people, it's going to come and go. It's going to be there. It's not going to be there. It's going to be genuine. It's not. But also, if you take the praises, you got to take the criticisms. But Van Gogh gets it. I got the gospel. It's in my heart, God. I will do what you've called me to do. I'll spread the gospel. I'll get your name out there, your love out there, who you are. And God, if I could only, his quote to his brother, now if I could only paint what I'm seeing. And God gave him that gift. He was painting everything that was in his heart. It was so beautiful. But I believe in spiritual battles. And maybe he just didn't have a team around him to pray for him. And he took that ear off. And then he told his brother, it's too hard for me out there. The best place for me to be is at asylum with a bed and a chair. Y'all, I have felt that at times. Just give me a bed and a chair. Because I feel like not everything lines up all the time. You know, like I said something wrong. Or I just, whatever. If we're honest tonight, we all can have those moments. And so what I'm calling us to do tonight is, yes, we're going to have them. So here's Van Gogh, been given the gift, the most beautiful. And he's doing what God's called him to do. But the weight of needing man's approval was too much. So the woman at the well, her past was too much. Her voice said it. The people's voice said it. But she met with her Savior. It was free, and it changed her life and so many lives. And I want us to find those moments in our life. From now to the last day, we're going to take some hits. The woman with the issue of blood. I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm dirty. I'm unclean. They won't get around me. Man's approval, they'll take me out. And that moment with her Savior, the audience of one, he's like, come, just come, touch my garment. And almost like, how cool, and show the people how I heal. And she was healed. And I'm not kidding, y'all, when I had vertigo, and I was so sick for about 12 years, and I'd just go, I'm going to touch your garment, Lord. I'm going to touch it again. I'm just going to touch it again. I thank that woman, because I was like, that story is there. And the last woman I want to bring up is the woman who took the costly perfume and she poured it over the feet of Jesus. Well, she needed the approval of man. Everyone around her was like, don't do it, don't do it. You could do so much more with that costly perfume. What are you doing with your life? You know, and she just thought, I'm going to my Savior. I'm taking the best that I have, and I'm pouring it at his feet. And in the Bible it says, Jesus says, for all eternity, what you've done tonight. I like you guys right there on that second row. I like y'all there. He said, for the rest of all eternity, people will know what you've done. So that's the heart of tonight. I think we take knocks and pings. So I felt like there are people like the woman at the well. Man, it is really hard to get man's approval when you have a past. That is a past. And I mean, you remind yourself, or your family reminds yourself, or you're just, it is there. But tonight when we're going to sing Make Room, I'm going to ask those of you that you can identify with that, I've got to let the past go. And tonight's my moment with the Savior. And I will make room for you, God, to heal me, to set me free. Because when these women, the woman at the well, when she was set free, she just busted loose and got her whole village saved. And the woman with the issue of blood just showed people, you still can touch the hem of his garment and be healed and clean and whole. And I thought of people that have just felt sick for so long, if not emotionally, physically. I think they're both the same almost. They can be. And mental health is crazy on the rise. And I think that tonight I really just want us to all acknowledge we got to pay better attention to people. Get to know them, like getting to know this artist. People's lives are beautiful. And what came to my heart, I want all of us to cross the finish line and endure to the end. But I do believe this message, you will be taken out like Van Gogh. If you are not careful, you just go, it's too dark. I'm too sad. That's great, guys. You can come on. We've got to be free. We've got to be healed. I want us to, even the costly perfume, I know that woman had to take a stand from the approval of men and just say, this is what I'm called to do. Give my life to the Lord. Because the voices are so loud of the audience that's out there if we're not careful. I mean, my good friends in this room, they know I listen to those voices too often. And then all of a sudden, people that just met me would go, Nancy, that Zephaniah scripture, the Lord rejoices over you. He loves the way he made you. He's dancing over you. And I was just like, if one more person gives me that scripture. But then I went, no, he really wants me to get that scripture. And so, but you know what? If I listen to the voices and the opinions of man, oh, y'all don't even want to know. But it's made me really sad at times and want to stay home and want to stay isolated and question everything. And it's just taken me off of that track of finishing my race. So there is something, Rob, that's what made me think. Rob would get up here sometimes and just want us to fight and stand and own it and take it and run with it. And I think, I do want to say, Mr. Van Gogh, we're here tonight for you. You know, I mean, we see it. Your work was beautiful and we thank you for it. And you ran your race. But I just think, y'all, if we had another year, 2, 3, 5, 20, 30, it'd be all my heart. So I was like, I don't do good with notes anyway. But I got to just come up here like this and just from my heart. We're going to sing that song, but think of the life of Vincent Van Gogh and how gifted and what was in his heart God did for him. The gospel was inside of him. And he got the gift to paint what he saw was in his heart. But it took him out saying, I need people to see it and let me know. And it wasn't there for him. It is now. The woman at the well just had to press through and say, I'm going to trust this guy. My past is my past. And some of you all really need a healing. Your past is your past. Make room for him tonight. That audience of one. Joe was helping me with my notes. We couldn't even figure out what to title it. And I was like, Moments with the Savior or Audience of One or I don't know. I said, don't even do a title. But the Bible's there for us to just read it and believe it and get it inside of us. If you're sick mentally, physically, emotionally, tonight when we sing this song, you touch the hem of the garment. You take that moment with your Savior. You get with the audience of one. I'm begging you. We will be here to pray. But ultimately, I almost brought my prayer bench from the hot house. It's between you and God. You have to get that. And then I really believe we'll live our lives like the woman with the costly perfume. Everyone around her was just like, what are you doing? We could feed the poor with that. And she just, I want us there. This is what I'm going to do with it. It don't matter what any of think. And Jesus goes for all eternity. What she's done. That's victory. So if my last day was tomorrow, I'm so grateful he came and got us, y'all. We're here tonight. We're with him tonight. So I'd like for you guys to stand. And I just want us to, we'll lower the lights. We're going to sing this song, Make Room. And I know we're going to do it tonight, but I really want you to press in. Don't worry about your neighbor. If you can identify with Van Gogh. God, you've given me gifts, talents, abilities, even what I asked you for. But those voices are just taking you out. They're taking you out of the race. Get back in it. And the woman at the well, I'm free from my past. You are not going to lie to me and keep that there, regardless of the approval of man. Touch the hem of his garment, those of you that just say, that sickness has got to go. Take that moment, that audience of one, and let's pour it out tonight, that costly perfume, all that we are, all that we want to be. I promise you, God's already done so much. Be grateful, church. Make room for him.